Hi, I'm Walter Spires, and we are Hanging on Jesus Every Word. Today we get back into this series from the Sermon on the Mount we've been doing the last couple of months. Prior to Holy Week, we talked about those five commands where Jesus flipped things around. You've heard it said, but I say to you. Today we're going to begin looking at three other commands that begin when you followed by the command. And the first one is found in Matthew 6, verses 2, 3, and 4. When you give to the poor, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be honored by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But when you give to the poor, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving will be done in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. We continue to see how Jesus is looking at heart matters. He's not looking at outward appearance or physical things, just like we looked at in the last part of the series. He's looking at matters of the heart. Notice the first thing. He says, when you give to the poor. Not if you give, but when. We are commanded to give to the poor, to take care of the poor. I've spent much of my ministry over the last 25 years or so dealing with poor, homeless, people with all kinds of issues, whether they're in shelters, missions, prison. If you have the compassionate heart of Jesus, it just breaks your heart, as I'm sure it did his. So the command is when we give to the poor. I want to challenge you and encourage you to do that if you're not doing that now. And do so in secret. Interesting that Jesus used that phrase, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. That's pretty secret and spontaneous, and that's what he's calling us to do. Otherwise, we're no better than the hypocrites, and God will not honor those gifts. So examine your heart, my dear brother and sister, to see, first, if you are indeed giving to the poor and the disenfranchised, and the heart with which you do so. Hanging on his every word for Christ's sake. Amen. To learn more about how you can become a Christian, grow in your walk with the Lord, donate to help keep this ministry going strong, and receive freely of all the biblical content, video, audio, and written, go to onlyjesus.life. That's onlyjesus.life.